Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Hola. Good day. Good afternoon. Good evening. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Live with Kathy. The month of March. Women's History Month. A month of honoring women. Do you remember who you are? You are the dynamic women of the world. You have a name, but you're not your name. You have a body, but you're not your body. You have a story, but you are not your story. Who then are you? Take some time, right now, to reflect on this question. What is most essentially true about you? Let me tell you what's essentially true about women. We are dynamic. We are leaders. And I'm excited about unleashing the power of women all over the world. The month of March 2017, it's the month, it's the year to uncover, discover, and unleash the authentic you. Let's unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of our voices, voicing our intention, purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but in the lives of all powerful women of the world. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Now the show is archived. You could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. The date is March 2nd, and the show, March, Women's History Month. We don't have to worry about the glass ceiling. On yesterday's show, well, the whole month, for the most part, will be dedicated to powerful women. But I want to remind all of you, we love you guys. We think you're awesome. We love your bravery, your strength. But alongside every successful man, there was a dynamic, powerful woman. And if you noticed, I did not say behind. I said alongside every successful man is the power, strength of a woman. You could weigh in on today's show, 347-637-3789. You could email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then do log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and Kathy Watson Speaks. .com. Now remember, Kathy is spelled C-A-T-H-I. Click on all of Z buttons and be sure and click on the video Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs, and Shakespeare. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. And of course, I do the sonnets. Our bags are packed. We will traverse the globe to simply entertain you. Sidebar. When Roger and I are performing, we have so much fun. And the truth is, the world could come to an end and we wouldn't know it. We would still be, shall I compare thee, to a summer's day. Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. At Sonnet 18, Sonnet 22, my glass shall not persuade me, I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death my days should expiate. And I'm remembering who I am. I am one of the dynamic women of the world. I'm only one right now that's excited about unleashing the power of women. Not at anyone's expense. It's time. It's long overdue. I'm going to digress for a moment. Well, let me finish with, Art, you're on my website, and then click on books. The Elixir of Youth. Secrets of Spring Chicken. 7 decades in research and development. My all-natural techniques and methods. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life. It's available by contacting me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It's a soft copy or an ebook. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs, 14 of us, bared our soul. You're not in this alone. There's a golden thread that connects all of us. And there's only one thing that separates us from each other. Do you know what that is? What is your greatest freedom? Call in 347-637-3789. And the show is archived. Oh, about 15 to 20 minutes after the show, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on March 2nd. And the show is March, Women's History Month. Scroll down to the heart of the lion. Felicia and Rick, join them on their journey while they travel to Mount Kilimanjaro, the amulet where it belongs. It's amazing. The book is available at Ex Libris or Amazon.com. Now, this book, part is fiction and part is nonfiction. You have to decide what. Scroll down. Oh, it's not on yet. However, I was a contributing author in 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. So in reality, 115 of us bared our soul to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. Hey, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. Doesn't have to be that way. We traverse to the abyss to stand on the mountaintop with our dream in our hand to share it with all of you. The book is by David Ricklin, Volume 2, and it's available at Self Growth or Amazon. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Who are you? What story do you have to tell? I have a story. I'm going to digress. This goes back to about, I was a guest lecturer at a prominent society in Denver, Colorado. I don't know. I think it had to be about 1997 or 98. And it was about women in history. And I went to the library and got all the books about our passage, our voyage, our traversing. My dears, it was so sad and overwhelming that I couldn't read the books anymore. When and where did it all begin? And how did it begin? And why? To empower men. I'm certainly not degrading them, but what happened Do any of you know? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. A hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The journey of women in life, I told you, was so debilitating that I couldn't read the books anymore. I had to take them back to the library. And in my mind's eye, I see myself standing on the stage with the microphone and apologizing to the men that what you're going to hear may not set with you, but it's factual. This is the history of women evolving, wanting recognition. I didn't say we needed a spotlight. We already know how dynamic we are and powerful. Just to be recognized. And this month, it's a celebration. And for the longest time, it was just annually. But now, in 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8th as National Women's History Week. However, the National Women's History Project successfully petitioned Congress to expand the event to the entire month of March, declaring a national celebration. Mazel tov, bravo, a salut jindan. So, darlings, all of you women out there, you have a name, but you're not your name. You have a body, but you're not your body. You have a story, but you're not your story. Then who are you? Oh, and I need to digress. I hope you're not living in the past. Regretful living and powerful women, please be aware of your self-talk. Our mind is a creative garden in which our future grows. Our thoughts, our words, our deeds, your actions, our seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? What is the truth about you? Did you know that the truth about you and me and every woman on this planet Earth, we're center of the universal consciousness. You're the part of the wholeness of the infinite life, spark of the divine, a radiance of universal intelligence. And you're one, we're together in one mind. We're all the incarnation of spirit. Your life is the life of goodness, honesty, and divine expression. Your peace, dynamic women, your peace, joy, your wisdom, you are love. These qualities and more are your true nature. Now, I want you to think about what I'm going to say next. Peace, joy, wisdom, and love are ever present and available within you. Do you access it? Or are you filled with toxic, negative thinking and blaming, thwarted intentions, unfulfilled expectations, undelivered communications? Do you talk? Peace, joy, wisdom, and love canceled out by your toxic negative thinking, our self-talk. For 24 hours, this is a test. I want you to write down all the thoughts that come into your mind. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. Did you hear me? What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking right now? We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we're thinking, and we're making choices every second. Every second, quality of your self-talk. Is it peace, joy, wisdom, and love? They're all there. Or is it hate, sadness, unhappiness? But if you embrace the peace, joy, wisdom, and love, you can choose to express these qualities to be true who you truly are. And so choosing, you live from your center. That's your center of being. You live from an abiding awareness of the infinite life, which is your source and essence. You know, it's all your choices. It isn't your boss. It isn't your kids. It isn't your significant other. It is who are you? Who are you? The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. In the month of March, Women's History Month, it's a celebrations. Now, you know, change is inevitable. Circumstances change. But the divine presence within you remains unchanging, unchanged, perfect and timeless, unaffected by the external conditions that come and go. Now, you do have to handle it. If you have a challenge, it is the universe saying to you, there's a lesson that you have to learn. Failure is not failure, only if you choose not to learn from it. What is most essentially true about you is that you are whole. You're never broken, lost, fearful, or wounded. If you stay down in the valley, it's your choice. Hundreds of us traverse the abyss to reach the mountaintop. Who are you? Can you embrace this awareness of your true self? Excuse me. Remembering who you truly are? Who are you? Weigh in. The guest call in number is 347-637-3789. Can you truly embrace and accept your true self? Can you embrace and remember who you truly are? Then you have unleashed and you have released, the splendor of the authentic you. The month of honoring women. Who are you? Where are you going? What is your destination? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to digress for a moment, and I want to ask you something. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your own half-hour show? It could happen. It is exploding. Blog Talk Internet Radio is a powerful marketing tool. What story do you have to tell? The world is waiting to hear from you. Now, why don't you email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and Mijmo Devanit. In Croatian, that's Will Talk. I work with you on content, and you pay the one-time modest fee, and I become your outside advocate. And there's so much more to it. But I'm inviting you to email me, and let's see if we resonate. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Ironworkers and Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanic shaping and bridging the future? giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the Trades, Ironworkers International. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to and acknowledge, I want you to acknowledge ironworkers and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Yeah, you could qualify. And if you're accepted, your health care, pension, and you're earning a wage while you're learning. Log on ironworkers.org. And then if you want to hear the story of ironworkers, the CD is out and available. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then I segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in the world. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs in wire, art, sculpture, and leather works. All originals made one at a time, one-of-a-kind. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net for more information. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Do you have a little financial query? You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Hey, when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body, all leading factors in premature aging and even death. And the elixir, secret number 7. Don't tell anyone. I share with you my secret for de-stressing our bodies and our face. It's available only by contacting Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Soft copy and ebook. Edith Nam is another author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and Extend Your Life and Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Have you ever thought of being your own boss? Are you a solopreneur? And you truly want to segue in, to move higher on the path of life, to be your own boss? Home-based businesses are exploding, and you don't have to invest huge capital. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? There is a business plan, and I have it. Remember, I was 25, and I started my own home-based business, Hats by Kathy. So get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And today's show is Women's History Month. What have I done in my life that empowers women? Being a role model? If I can achieve it, so can you. Instilling in women that they can be who they want to be. So who are you? Who are you? All it takes is a strong desire, determination, and confidence that they can have it all. We're all in this together. And I call it a celebration because it grew out of a small-town school event in California. Women's History Month is a celebration of women's contribution to history, culture, and society. The United States has observed it annually throughout the month of March since 1987. The theme is women's education, women's empowerment. It really honors pioneering teachers and advocates who helped women and other groups gain access to advanced learning. We are so powerful. And the origin, just some of the origins of Women's History Month. It grew out of a week-long celebration of women's contribution of culture, history, and society in 1978 in California. Presentations were given at dozens of schools. Hundreds of students participated in a real woman essay contest, and a parade was held in downtown Santa Rosa. And it caught on. It caught on. So today, it's an International Women's Day, a global celebration of the economic, political, and social achievements of women. Now, that took place for the first time on March 8, 1911. Where did the time go? Many countries around the world celebrate the holiday with demonstrations, educational initiatives, and customs, such as presenting women with gifts and flowers. Oh, I would love that. The United Nations has sponsored International Women's Day since 1975 when adopting the resolution on the observance of International Women's Day. The United Nations General Assembly cited the following reasons: to recognize the fact that securing peace and social progress and the full enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms require the active participation, equality, and development of women, and to acknowledge the contribution of women to the strengthening of international peace and security. The United Nations theme for International Women's Day in 2012, empower rural women, end hunger and poverty. And their aim was to bring attention to the critical role that women play in global economies of both developing and developed countries, nations. To coincide with Women's History Month, 2011, the White House issued a 50-year progress report on the status of women in the United States. It found that younger women are now more likely than their male counterparts to hold a college degree, and that the number of men and women in the labor force has nearly equalized. Well, you just heard me give the recognition to iron workers and impact. It's the brotherhood and the sisterhood coming together in equality and recognizing the strength when the two of us come together and acknowledge each other with love. Until tomorrow, au revoir.